Blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. I am Reverend Rick, also known as the Collared Carpenter, and today we are diving into all things fall, autumn. Let's get started.
Welcome. Today we have Reverend Rick Saff, who is a Western Rite Orthodox priest in Texas, who loves sharing conversations on faith, divine mystery, and all things awesome. And now for this week's episode with Rick.
So today is one of those days in October where you just want to hit the pause button. You want to go ahead and just enjoy what's at hand. You wake up to the crisp morning air, the moderate temperature throughout the day, the cool evenings of the night. This is autumn. This is when all things pumpkin spice and apple cider come into play. This is truly a time where people say, I wish we could have this all year long. Instead of 4 foot of snow outside the door, instead of 102 degrees in the blazing heat, can we just have this all the time? And when we think about it, could this be what heaven is like? So temperate, so beautiful, so moderate, bluer than blue skies. Is this our glimpse? And so we take this time and try to make the most of it. We're not shut up inside of our houses because it's too hot or too cold. Instead, we're able to get out and enjoy. Get out and enjoy nature, God's beauty. Get out and enjoy that family time. Get out and enjoy what's been given to us as a gift. But with fall comes so much. For here in the States, it's football and blankets and hot chocolate. It's pumpkin patches and corn mazes. It's also Halloween. And I know I've been asked before, do you celebrate Halloween? And honestly, nowadays, no, I don't. It's not just because we're in the middle of a pandemic. But what it has truly become is so distorted and grotesque in my mind's eye. It's hard to even hear the giggles of the kids as they would ring your doorbell to say trick or treat. You know, the costumes of cuteness of princesses and superheroes and robots and Jedi turn more and more grotesque and morose. Zombies wanting to eat your brains. a bleeding corpse to come get some candy. A devil in disguise. Sure, there might be those superheroes with muscles and shields and suits of armor. But it's one of those where pretend to be gods, demons, devils. It's disheartening because if the realities of your eyes, the scales that were there, were able to see the realities of this world and the darkness that surrounds it, the evil that surrounds it. You wouldn't want to be celebrating that day. But Rick, you know, you get to dress up and be someone who you can never become. I'm a doctor. I'm a nurse. I'm a pirate. There's also those, though, that dress that they couldn't go out the next day dressed like that because they would be called other words. And it would be scandalous. So what does it become? Does it become a glorification of the evil that surrounds us? You know, the next day, November 1st, is a celebration of All Saints. Those that have made it to heaven, who are there in the glory of God, praising Him, rejoicing in Him, not in their victory that they made it. They pass the finish line, but that they have this perfection. They have this beautiful paradise where they get to praise the Creator of all. Where they get to be in communion or relation with not only God, but with one another. See, and that's what hell is. It's not only the separation from God, but it's a separation from humanity. Your humanity becomes stripped away. It becomes an eternity of loneliness. And we're built as a relational being. We're built for so much more. And so for this fall or autumn, I encourage you to take a look at what you glorify, what you praise, what you take joy in, because it is one that can have a forever in paradise. Now, just to remind you, in a blink of an eye, it will be November. It will be Advent. It will be a time of preparation. Not a preparation of buying gifts and wrapping gifts and having Christmas parties, but it's 40 days of preparation for you to prepare for Christ's coming, for his birth, for an ultimate gift that is given to you. And so this Advent, I will have additional podcast series coming out to help you during that Advent season. It is on the Gospel of Luke. It's both the reading of the Gospel and commentary. Something that maybe you can put on in the background while you're working, or truly make it about a learning experience. Because it's more than just reading the scriptures, more than just reading the Word of God. It's understanding the Word of God. So I hope to share a little bit with you at that point. So that's just a little preview. But for now, go out and enjoy the fall, the crisp air, the cool mornings, and always remember blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. God love y'all. And have a wonderful week. Looking for a great protein bar? Consider Nugo dark chocolate pretzel bars with sea salt. These dark chocolate bars have 12 grams of protein, are free of palm oil, they're certified gluten-free, certified vegan, non-GMO, 200 calories, and tastes great. Click the link below and buy yours today.